Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Ireland's most famous fish chef, Martin Shanahan, a regular on national TV and radio stations, while both his Mad About and Still Mad About Fish, those series garnered huge audiences. He's also the author of a number of cookbooks, and his Fishy Fishy restaurant is extremely popular and a bedrock of Kinsale life. He's come up from Kinsale this morning, and he's an old friend of mine, and it's a great pleasure for me to welcome him to Down to Business, Mr. Martin Shanahan. How are you, Martin?
I'm great, Bobby. Thank you for that wonderful welcome. I didn't realise I had done all those things in my life.
Well, let's look at a bit about your life. Studied at Rockwell. Did you always want to be a chef, or were you?
No. I think I always wanted to get out of school.
Yeah.
You know, I think I started working, believe it or not, at the age of 11. And I did go to school as well, but back then times were tough. And I mean, when you consider, Lord of Mercy, my mum and dad, there was 12 of us, two adults, two grandparents and eight kids lived in a three-bedroomed house.
Wow.
So imagine that back in there. You listen to all those young kids out there, my own included. There was no en-suites and there was no walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah. And you went to the school of many great culinary people, Rockwell Catering. It was an institution in those times. Many of the great Irish chefs came through there.
That's right, Bob. I think probably one of the greatest things in Rockwell is it taught you how to work.
Yeah.
You know, back then it taught you how to work. And it was fantastic. I mean, in the wintertime, I remember when I look back at it, right, at the time it wasn't fantastic. You were freezing cold. You went up, you picked Brussels sprouts in the wintertime. You learned how to butcher animals. You know, when I say butcher, you got the stun gun and you shot them and you opened them up and everything. It was just, it was fantastic. And I think probably the percentage that stayed in it might have been only about 60%.
Yeah.
So really it was testing.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, we always got the opportunity to travel, you know. So I was lucky enough, I got sent to Waterville and to the Butler Arms in Waterville. So for me, that was really life-changing, you know.
Yeah. You found your way to Kinsale. I know, I think I was working in Kinsale even back in the very early 80s. You were in Jim Edwards. Again, a great Kinsale institution that's still there to this day.
That's right, Bob. That's still going as strong as ever. And Jim and Paula, great, great people, you know. And the amount of chefs like myself and restaurateurs now that they put through their business is just phenomenal, you know.
Yeah.
And Kinsale back then, great summer town. Winter was quiet, you know,
yeah.
But it's changed a lot. And I mean, you know, I think they're in business over 50 years and proof that how good they are, that they're still banging it out every day.
I was in Kinsale recently and again, I saw the statue to the late, great Peter Barry, the man who was the instigator of the Good Food Circle, which was very much ahead of its time. I know people of our generation will remember it well, but that was a bit of a game changer for a town to embrace culinary activities such as that.
It was. I mean, back in the time, Peter and Brian Cronin, Jim Edwards, Philip Horgan and the Man Friday, they were all part of it, you know. But being there 35, 40 years ago and, you know, walking around as a young chef and listening to the chefs coming down from Dublin, they were jealous. Dublin was jealous of Kinsale, right? I mean, it's the opposite now, obviously. But I mean, back then, you know, when you'd have, you know, really well-known chefs and they say, guys, how do you do it down here, you know? And I used to say to them, look, you could catch Kinsale and drop it into St. Stephen's Green, right? So I don't know what you're afraid of. But it built up a great reputation and that reputation has stayed to this day.
Did your gravitation to the world of fish and specialising around fish cookery. Was that influenced by your time in San Francisco when you worked in the Huntington Hotel there?
That's right. I worked in the Huntington Hotel, but I was on the top of the hill, if anybody has been there, called Knob Hill, very famous part of San Francisco. And I used to be able to look down the Fisherman's Wharf. So myself and my good wife, Marie, went down there quite often and we walk up and down and I said to me, look at these people. I said, they're eating bowls of chowder and eating crab and cracking crab. That's back 35, 40 years ago, right? And I said, you know what? Instead of people eating ice cream in Kinsale up and down the pier, let's see if we can go back and try and get them to eat more fish. And that was, I suppose, that was part, it wasn't part of the reason we came back, you know. I think we came back because we love Ireland.
Yeah.
And Kinsale was the only place we'd come back to. So myself and Jim Edwards together went out one night on the beer. And to Marie, to be fair to her, she thought we were coming back to open a restaurant. And myself and Jim went out for a couple of beers and woke up next morning. Marie looked at me in the pillow and said, well, what are we doing? Oh, we're opening a fish shop. As you can imagine, 35 years ago, didn't go down very well. Didn't go down very well. Got a belt and a pillow, but thank God I survived. And the rest is, you know.
And you gravitated from that fish shop to maybe some sort of catering arm to it, and then went for it with Fishy Fishy.
That's right. We moved. This is our third move, yeah, but from day one, our biggest inspiration, to be fair, was Caviston's. Peter Caviston out in Glastonbury.
I met him only last week. What great, a great man.
Great man, you know, and a great business. And we came up and I said to me, if we're going to be successful, we're going to have to copy this man. So we started with a wet fish shop.
And he'd be honoured by that.
Thank you. And a great, great pal of ours, you know. But we started with a fish shop in a deli, and then we used to do a bit of wholesale. Then we got the 7-year itch. I got the 7-year itch, and we moved to our second location, and we put on a little cafe. And at the time, it used to be called Kinsale Gourmet Store and Seafood Cafe. And then there was a craft shop next to us called Fishy Fishy. They closed up, and I said, can I steal the name? And they said, of course. And then 7 years later, we moved down to where we are now for the last 17 years.
Yeah.
And that's where our main restaurant is now.
Great. And the whole TV bit, the cookery books, were they all part of driving the business in Fishy Fishy? Or was that a separate interest?
It was never planned, Bobby, believe it or not. It was just there was one or two guys that work in RT that live in Kinsale. And I always got frustrated when I went home and I saw an ad for drink more milk, eat more cheese, you know, beef is great for you. And there was never a mention of fish. So I mentioned it to one of the guys and they said, look, will you do a little, I don't know what to call it, a little snippet there. So we did.
Is it a pilot?
So I went off and, you know, and I done it. And I, about 2 weeks later, I said, yeah, man, I think you could come over well on television. And fish obviously was my greatest interest and always is, you know, and off we went and we brought up Martin's Mad About Fish and all the ideas I have in my head. I still have another 100 more of them.
And what about Paul Flynn and your relationship with him? Another character.
That's right.
From Dungarvan.
That's right. Myself and Paul are the best of pals. Then we came up with this idea. We do a TV program called Surf and Turf. So it was a bit like he cooked from the land and I cooked from the sea. And if you look at Gordon Ramsay, Gino, and that French guy, I think they copied our idea. You know, I think we were ahead of ourselves. Yeah?
So, Martin, I suppose it's been 35 years. What next? Where are you? Where's your head at in terms of staying in this game?
Well, Bobby, to be truthful and honest with you, I think it's time for myself and Marie to move on.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it's time to move on. Look, we're at the age, I'm 62. Thank God I'm still full of great health. But I want to go off on another venture. What I'm going to do, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. But we've kind of, the last 6 months, myself and Marie have had a chat about it and said, okay, let's go off and do something else.
Right.
So the plan is to put a business up for sale. Would you be interested?
Do you know, I don't think I would, because I know how hard it is. And I know you and Marie have worked hugely, you know, you've made massive commitments for the sake of that business. You've worked tirelessly at it, both of you, for years. So I'm glad you came to me today to tell me on national radio that the time is now and you want to do something else, because you've really been just a fantastic ambassador for the culinary sector, for hospitality, somebody who championed fish, which is probably Ireland's greatest untapped national resource. So I personally and professionally want to wish you both every success. I think it's a happy day and it's a sad day, but I'm thrilled for you, because I know you've, as you said, you've got lots of energy left and lots more that you want to do. So let's see what that's going to bring us.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. So Watch the space. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I'm actually lost for words myself here.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it is an emotional time. And, yes, watch this space. Look, you know, we're really looking forward to the next chapter in our life, yeah? But most of all, I suppose, first thing, we need to find somebody that loves the business like we do, yeah?
Yeah.
So, please, don't be shy.
Well, I'm sure
give Bobby a call.
That'll sort itself out. So, Martin Shannon, as I say, an old friend of the show and a great man. We wish you every success. And thanks for joining us today.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.